On the show today, we have Kenny Mitchell Group's Michael McKinley giving us a frontline perspective on the disaster response team in the wake of the recent hurricanes and fires. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program we have Mr. Michael McKinley from CUNA Mutual Group. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, we're talking about some, I mean, it's been, I understand that you lead the CUNA Mutual's customer disaster response team, and we have had a disaster response like none other that I can remember in the last month and a half or so. It's been crazy. So tell me about, gosh, what your group does and how this happened, how the last, I think, 45 days has just been phenomenal. We've had, three hurricanes, major earthquake, massive fires out here in California. It's just, I mean, you guys, your heads must be spinning with what's going on. So what's been happening at CUNA Mutual these days with all that stuff going on?
So it has been extremely busy season, to say the least. So our customer disaster response team responds to all these disasters for our credit union customers. The team was established actually in 1986 with the sole purpose of responding to our credit union customers and members with these disasters, making sure that we have a coordinated and swift response whenever they occur.
Yeah.
Our customer disaster response team is not only our claims area, but it's a number of different cross-functional business partners throughout the entire organization, including our sales area, our legal area, actuary, finance, just a number of different areas throughout the organization that collaboratively work together to respond for our customers.
Right on. I mean, you guys have been doing a heck of a job. I mean, it's just been, this is, to me and all the people that I've talked to, this has been unprecedented. I mean, we've had major national disasters, but they've only come like maybe one at a time. But to have like three or four in a row like this, my goodness, it's just nutty what's going on. And I hope we're done for a while. So that's just my take on it. I'm not sure what your take. I'm sure everybody feels that way. So anyway, CUNA Mutual, obviously you guys have been protecting credit unions for many, many years now. And I know you guys normally reach out to credit unions before potentially disastrous events occur. And these, especially the hurricanes, there was a little bit of time to kind of get prepared. So what's the normal protocol that you guys do for these events? And what's the rationale behind it all?
So first, I also hope that this is the end of the season for the year, hopefully. But for the customer disaster response team, our typical protocol is to monitor all types of events, hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, flash flooding, fires, tornadoes, you name it. We're monitoring all types of events. Mm-hmm. Our typical protocol is when we know, let's say, for example, hurricanes, because that's what we've been dealing with primarily the last few weeks, is once we know where a hurricane is most likely going to impact, we will start to identify all of our credit union customers in and around those areas that may be impacted. Mm-hmm. Now, what we do differently and what is unique to the industry, CUNA Mutual Group actually starts to physically call all our customers that we've identified in these areas that might be impacted. Mm-hmm. We also send a mass communication email as a follow-up to those calls, letting them know what their coverages are, how we can help them, how they can be prepared, where they can call 24/7 or after an event. We also work very, very closely with the league, depending on what state it's in.
Right.
We'll depend on what league we're working in. And we work very collaboratively with the league to ensure that we are providing the most swift response that we can for our credit union customers. We also work with a number of different vendors, not only nationally, but internationally, to ensure that we have that partnership so that we can truly respond as quickly as possible for our customers. We work very closely with our sales partners as well that have that daily contact or weekly contact with the credit unions, as well as our internal business partners. So it's a very inclusive and collaborative response for our credit union customers. And all that happens days before these hurricanes actually even impact.
Yeah. Impact them. Yeah, and thankfully for her, if there's any silver lining to a hurricane, there's a little bit of leeway before they reach, you know, that we can semi-predict where they're going to be. And so there's usually a few days that of preparation that you can take. But in any event, it's still an amazing and horrifying experience in some cases. So and a lot of people in Texas and Florida were displaced, and credit unions, again, man, we're right there in the mix helping people out. So it's a really cool story to see that. And you guys are right there as well. So, gosh, I mean, so have you guys, what staff have you guys have had on site with the hurricanes and even the fires up in Santa Rosa in Northern California? Have you guys had plenty of staff in each area to help out as well?
So we do have plenty of staff to man all of these events. What's been unique, like you mentioned earlier, is that these have just happened back to back to back.
It's amazing.
So it's, you know, once we're in a certain area, it seems like we were preparing for the next event. Mm-hmm. But for all these events, we do have resources on the ground, whether it be CUNY Mutual Group or our partners. For Hurricane Harvey, we did have a pretty large group that was stationed in Texas for quite some time, working closely with the league. When we initially go into an area, as we try to get there as soon as practically possible, working with the state insurance department to set up shop and assess what's going on. So, for example, for Hurricane Harvey, mm-hmm. we actually set up a mobile unit at the Home Depot Insurance Village at the direction of the state, and just started to assess the damage and what was going on in the area. Our team, before we actually make land, we start making those outbound calls once again and start setting up appointments. Mm-hmm. And immediately, you know, once we're there, the team starts to meet with our credit union customers, assess damage, and help them recover as quickly as possible. So we do that with all of these events. For Puerto Rico, we did not have boots on the ground, but every event's a little bit different.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about Puerto Rico, because that's kind of a unique situation. Because, I mean, Hurricane Maria basically just wiped out the island, it sounds like. And it's just, I mean, it's again, I mean, these stories, I mean, you almost can't put words to them. They're just so magnificent, I guess, is a word that comes to my mind. And just what has happened there. And so were you guys able to deal in any way with what happened in Puerto Rico? Because, I mean, again, the accessibility getting over there and people already there. And so what was your take on the whole situation in Puerto Rico?
So we knew, hurricane, we had a few days lead time to kind of prepare for Hurricane Maria, mm-hmm. and the impact that it was going to have on Puerto Rico. I think it was a bit worse than some thought it was going to be. The unique part of Puerto Rico is we actually had our own people, our own office that was impacted by this event, which threw in another level of a response. I was speaking with colleagues earlier today, mm-hmm. our customer disaster response team, it continues to evolve as we become more and more of a collaborative organization. We work a lot closer with our enterprise business continuity team. With these events, our main goal, our main purpose initially is people, period.
Right.
Was our people, our credit unions, people, members, that's always the number one priority in these events. It's not the property side.
Right.
Even though my team, that is what our goal is, to make sure that people, that our customers can recover quickly, mm-hmm. credit unions mm-hmm. can. For Puerto Rico, it was magnified, the importance of getting to our people, mm-hmm. and helping them as much as mm-hmm. possible. So it was difficult getting in there, but we do have international resources. So while we didn't have CUNY Mutual Group boots on the ground, we did have our partners there that immediately helped.
Awesome. Yeah, again, just an amazing event that happened there. And they're going to be recovering for a long time, and I'm sure you guys are going to be right there in the mix as well. So what are the next steps for credit unions in these areas, and how is CUNY Mutual there helping? I mean, because always the follow-up is always going through the disaster is just – is horrific enough, but then all the follow-up and the cleanup and making sure, you know, all the ducks get back set in a row and stuff. I mean, what are you guys doing to help out in that area, and how are credit unions doing currently?
So the it's different for every event. The complexities mm-hmm. that come with wildfires to a massive hurricane like Maria in Puerto Rico mm-hmm. to a primarily flooding event in Houston. There's differences in how the recovery happens and how quickly it can happen. What I can tell you is that from a customer disaster response team standpoint, we have resources in all of these areas to help these credit unions recover as quickly as possible, whether it's rebuilding or setting up hot sites or temporary locations to continue their yeah. operations so that they can service their members and the community. That's our primary goal. But as we move forward over the next several weeks, mm-hmm. it's really just walking them through any questions that they may have, making sure that we are adjudicating the claims as quickly as possible yeah. so that they can take care of everything that they need to get their operation up and running.
Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, all the things that we take for granted in life, you know, I mean, water, food, you know, money, you know, and we're just, it's just so, especially in a digital age where everything is just so accessible. And so when something like this happens, like, oh my gosh, you know, you just feel almost feel helpless. And to have, you know, credit unions continue to stand up and folks like you guys there helping get things back to some normality is amazing. So thanks, kudos to you guys and also the credit unions that are they're just experiencing it day in and day out. It's just an amazing thing. My last question for you, Michael, is any advice for credit unions that may be watching this on how they can better prepare for future events of this type? I know, I mean, when you have, you know, a Category 5 hurricane, there's only so much preparation you can do, or if you have an earthquake or a fire, there's only so much. But any advice for credit unions out there that that can just help better get through something like that the next time it happens? Because it's going to happen again, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen. It's not a matter if, but when.
Yeah.
It's really having a strong business continuity in place yeah. for yeah. your credit union. That's really where it all starts. No matter the size of your credit union, you need to have something in place, and you need to have a mechanism in place to test that resiliency plan. It can't just be this plan that's on a shelf.
Yep.
So that's critical, having the right partners in place within your plans. So it starts there. But honestly, the partnership with CUNY Mutual Group and just knowing that we are here to respond to them as quickly as possible, yep. as humanly yep. possible. And with, you know, our number one goal is to help our credit union customers and members. So we're here, but it really comes down to that continuity and just learning from all the examples from all the other credit unions that have gone through this mm-hmm. this year and in prior years.
Yeah.
It's really important, lessons learned. There's been a number of posts that have been published over the last several weeks and in several of the publications that help walk through some of the difficulties and complexities mm-hmm. that different credit unions may encounter during these events. So a number of different ways that I think that they can help them to get prepared.
Yeah, yeah. I think the most important thing is have a plan, you know, have a plan, have the right people in place and execute. So
yeah.
You gotta do it. All right, Michael, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Glad to hear that things are headed in the right direction here and you guys are right there. I think your new tagline should be "We got your back" type of thing, something like that. So it's really good to have folks like you in backing up all this type of all these credit unions out there helping out their members who are just I just can't imagine what's you know going through these people's lives right now, especially in Houston and Puerto Rico and now even Northern California. Gosh. So anyway, again, appreciate the time, Michael. Anything else to wrap up? To any final words?
No. Thank you very much for the kind words and nothing else. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Well, keep up the good work there. All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.